This is John Batchelor, Charles Burton of Synopsis, reporting on a phenomenon in China, Zhengzhou, a central Chinese city north of Wuhan, I'm told, in the south of Beijing, is witnessing hundreds of thousands of university students starting a movement in some fashion. They pick up a bicycle in Zhengzhou and bicycle all night to a neighboring city where they eat dumplings and then take the train back. Why? What does this mean? And Charles comments on this looks like something spontaneous for the young, similar to Tiananmen Square, what happened there, and the Red Guard, the foundation of the Cultural Revolution, a phenomenon. It might explain why the central authorities are fearful. Gordon Chang and Charles Burton commenting on a phenomenon in China just reported on, tens of thousands, if 100,000 students bicycling all night. Why? Charles explains, Gordon explains. More of this tonight.
I think both of those things that you're talking about are there. At the time of the Cultural Revolution, there was what they called the world link-up. In other words, the students were allowed to go on trains without buying any ticket and moved around China in great student masses. And as you say, breaking into intellectuals' homes, I think a lot of the stuff was burnt and destroyed, destroying temples and generally having a kind of, young people boisterous time. The Tiananmen incident is similar. I think a lot of people in Beijing went down to Tiananmen not because they had a sophisticated understanding of democracy or political change, but simply to be part of a Woodstock-like movement. There was a lot of music and dancing on the square, and I think young people were seeing themselves as breaking through the old order and trying to make a more open and brighter society. And I think this movement has a similar kind of thing, riding your bicycle through the night with the wind blowing in your hair, along with 100,000 of your friends, is a very strong unifying force which could turn into a movement. And certainly in the videos I've seen, the young people are disturbed by the number of police that are on the streets monitoring them. They don't understand why the police have to be there. They're simply bicycling to Kaifeng for dumplings. It doesn't have any direct threat to the Chinese state that's currently expressed.